Dear Mrs. Carroll, my name is Richard Perry, and I had the good fortune to serve under your husband. Last night, we ran into heavy fighting in an area we've been trying to protect for some time. Lieutenant Carroll was in the process of getting us out of there safely despite the fact that we had run into more of the enemy than we expected to when he was wounded. The medevac choppers got him down to Chulai, to the medical unit there, and they tried their best to save him, but could not. Mrs. Carroll, I know that it is not much comfort to you that your husband died bravely or honorably, but he did. All of the guys in the squad who served under him are grateful for his leadership and for having known him. I am sorry to have to write to you under these circumstances. Yours, Richard Perry. I read the letter to Pee-wee and Wallowick, and they said it was okay. Then I gave it to Sergeant Simpson to take to HQ. I thought about Mama getting a letter about me. What would she do with it? Would she put it in the drawer she kept Daddy's papers in? Would she sit on her bed in the middle of the night and take it from the drawer to read like she did his stuff? I wondered how Kenny would feel. I had to get my mind off of Lieutenant Carroll. The guys in the squad hung out together after we got back to the camp. The conversation was quiet, almost reverent. We got 6 copies of a book called Valley of the Dolls, and Brew hit a rat with one of them. The rat was as big as any I've ever seen. Lieutenant Carroll stayed on my mind. I knew he would. I thought of his calling Jenkins a warrior angel. It was a gentle thing to say, and he had been a gentle man.